If you're hearing this, there's a chance that I may be completely incapacitated by the time you hear this. Maybe even gone. The patient came into the facility about 48 hours ago. She was presenting with acute paranoid schizophrenic behaviors, manic. We, of course, attempt to sedate her, but it didn't seem to do anything. She seemed wildly fixated on, particularly at first, the men in the facility. She wanted to be near them. She wasn't articulating clearly or coherently. At first, we thought perhaps she had never reached a developmental level to communicate clearly, even though she was obviously within her 20s. Dr. Hastings went in with her, and though we did have her hands restrained and feet restrained in the bed, and we had given her several milligrams of Ativan as well as other sedatives, nothing seemed to help. We should have muzzled her. That was our first mistake. Over the course of examination and just over the course of mere minutes, we watched her IQ drop and drop to the point where she was barely coherent. The only thing that she could articulate that she wanted was come. We didn't understand what it meant at first. I wish to God we had. She spat on Dr. Hastings. There must have been something communicable in the saliva. God damn, we should have muzzled her. With Dr. Hastings, it didn't even take 24 hours before he had pinned one of the nurses in a closet and was taking her over and over again. From the second he started kissing her, she refused at first. She fought. But this pathogen seems to multiply faster and faster and get worse and worse. Before I knew it, the entire East Wing was just crowded with people devouring each other. Oh, not a bloody zombie horde like in the movies, but close. They didn't even seem human anymore. They were so fixated on getting what they needed. And what they needed seemed to only be alleviated by licking or drinking or sucking to get that vital human essence out. After a while, I noticed that patient zero didn't seem to care if it was men or women anymore. They had put her in a testing facility, not yet realizing the dangers. God, we should have looked. We should have known. I managed to escape, but not before I got exposed. I am trying desperately to maintain my grip, to retain my mind, but this thing seems to be a mind killer. The first thing it does is fills your body with desire that you can't control, and if you don't answer it immediately, if you don't give in to it, then it feels like your brain just slowly rots. I don't know how much longer I have. The only thing I can think of to do is to try to maintain my grip on reality with some self-stimulation, and perhaps, maybe, if I just give it a little, I won't lose my, oh God, I can't give into this, I can't give into this. If I I don't know what'll happen. I don't know what's happening to anyone. All I know is the last time I was in the wing where we had patient zero, the virus had infected everyone. We managed to lock them in. I should have stayed. I should have made sure this didn't get out, but I was so scared and I couldn't think. And now I'm all alone. And I want to come so badly. I want my mouth on a big hard cock or on a wet, drippy pussy just to feed this craving, this need. God, I can feel my coherency just dripping away out of my brain. You're listening. If any of us are still alive, when you find this, run. Run. I can't help it. I can't stop touching myself. All I want is come. I need come. Oh God. Oh, it almost seems like this virus is getting stronger each time it's transferred from patient to patient. Oh God, I'm gonna touch my pussy. I need to touch my pussy. I can't help it. I'm so sorry. We've noticed that the sex organs of the people who have been infected by this virus swell. With male patients, their cocks get so hard and drippy, and with the female patients, the desire for sex becomes so overwhelming. So intense. We saw in an MRI brain atrophy happening once this level of desire takes hold. Oh. I need come. I need. I'm so hungry for cum. Feed me. Oh, shit.
stimulation of the sexual organs seems to temporarily halt the degeneration of self. But I'm afraid, no matter how good my own pussy juices taste, it's not a cure. It's not what my body really needs. I need more. I need more. Oh God. Oh, it feels like my whole body's on fire. I can't even think anymore. I just need come. Oh. I need to come so bad. I need to come. I can't stop touching myself. I can't stop. I can't. I need come. If you find this, run. Run. Or you'll never be able to stop. You'll never be able to stop. I feel like I'm gonna rub my clit till I die. There's no cure for this. I'm going to I